two Lancaster men are facing numerous charges in connection with a shooting from last May that ended with the death of Brad Johnson Jr. in Fairfield County. Granville Tuna Gibson and Sean Waldo Mongold have been arrested in the Pleasant Road shooting on May 24th. If you have any information on the case, call the Fairfield County Sheriff's Office. Newark Mayor Jeff Hall is hosting a promotional ceremony today at 10 a.m. at Fire Station No. 1. During the event, Lieutenant Brandon Turner, who has 15 years with the department and is a graduate of Licking Valley High School, will be elevated to the rank of captain. Firefighter paramedic Andrew Smith, with 17 years in and is a graduate of Fairfield Union, will be promoted to lieutenant. The Mount Vernon City Council committee meeting is set for 6:20 p.m. today, featuring discussions on buying a new ambulance and updates on the Citizens Police Academy. During the legislative session at 7:30, council is expected to approve advertising for bids to build a new salt barn on Old Delaware Road. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Hundreds attended the grand opening of the historic downtown Newark Arcade over the weekend. The Newark Development Partners acquired the arcade in 2019, recognizing its potential to enhance the vibrancy and economic growth of downtown. The revitalization will contribute to economic benefits like increased foot traffic and commerce in the area. Also, the arcade will serve as the permanent location for the Winter Farmers Market. Starting today, the T.J. Evans Trail between Cherry Valley and Raccoon Creek Crossing will close and stay closed for about 3 months. Crews are repairing the slope at Raccoon Creek at Cherry Bend. For your safety, please observe all trail closure signs and instructions from work crews. ODOT District 5 is now accepting applications for its Paint the Plow contest. The program is open to high school, middle school, and vocational schools within the 7-county region of Coshocton, Fairfield, Guernsey, Knox, Licking, Muskingum, and Perry counties. Applications will be accepted through March 28th. The winner will be determined by Facebook votes and announced in late May. I'm Eric Brown reporting.